You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Folks, Mother's Day is around the corner, and let me talk to you about 1-800-Flowers. I can't wait. Every year, it's a tradition. I send stuff to my mother, my mother-in-law, and my wife because they are three amazing moms. They're better than all your moms out there. You think you have good moms? No, I have good moms in my life. I'm just kidding. This was a little harsh. I'm sure you guys all have good moms too. From your mom to the mother of your children and all the moms in between, this Mother's Day, give back to the ones that have given you everything. 1-800-Flowers helps you celebrate all amazing moms, from homemade bouquets, sweet treats, gourmet food, and one-of-a-kind gifts, ordered easily and delivered fresh. For a limited time, you can save up to 40% off Mother's Day bestsellers at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan. Don't wait. Order today and save up to 40% at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey, please drink responsibly.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz Podcast.
Today's episode is sponsored by DraftKings. Stay tuned because you'll hear more about DraftKings and all it has to offer throughout the show. DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Yeah. Guys, you guys smell that?
What's that?
That smells like opening day. It sounds like baseball is back, and we know it. You know how we know it?
That song.
Because we played that song.
Yeah. What do you play on NBA opening day?
There's only one answer.
What's the answer, Tony?
So, John Tesh.
Yeah, Round Ball Rock, absolutely.
But that's more a broadcast.
Basketball.
Give me the ball, and I can just dunk it.
Does every sport have a song, though? Like, I get that. I'll give you that one for basketball, because I was going to come in with the take that no other sport has a song like center
not
field.
Not as many as baseball.
But that's a great one Tony came up with, I'm not going to lie.
Hockey has the good old hockey game.
So what does that sound like?
We don't know what that is.
See, we're not talking about, now we're doing a different game.
They're out there on the air. It's hockey night tonight.
Yeah, like broadcast intro music is a different
game. That's not a broadcast. That's an actual song. That's not a broadcast theme song.
It's not center field, though.
Hold on. So you're telling me that, are you ready for some football?
That's a theme song.
It's a Monday
song,
night really. Party.
But that song was designed for the start of Monday Night Football. Like, Connor Field is just a song written.
How about, I wait all week for Sunday night?
It's the exact same thing.
To me, this is a different conversation.
I don't know.
You've got so many baseball songs. You could do Center Field. You could
Boys
do Glory Days by Springsteen. You could do Boys of Summer.
These are all white.
A ton of options.
Hold on.
Yeah, of course they're all white.
Boys of Summer wasn't about baseball. The movie was about baseball. The song wasn't.
Irrelevant. No, it's a baseball song.
Yeah, exactly.
You go to a ballpark, irrelevant. You're going to hear the Boys of Summer.
No. All right, in that case, if I go to a basketball game, I'm going to hear first-person shooter.
Yeah, but that there's make a difference in that when you hear the Boys of Summer, it might not be about it, but you think about baseball.
Because of the term, the Boys of Summer.
Right.
No, but no.
What That's about Basketball Jones?
It's why he said the Boys
basketball
of Summer.
Jones.
That's a good one.
I got a Basketball Jones. I got a Basketball Jones, baby. Ooh.
That's a tough one to sing.
Jones.
Yo. I look, get baseball definitely has a lot of songs.
Is that very right?
Just like it has a lot of movies, right? But that doesn't mean it has the best.
Very right. You want some chicken?
You know who the best player in the NBA is? I think Steph Curry in most cases. And last night, my goodness, to see his disgust, to see how much he loved the game, bro. That I mean, it really just meant so much to me, dog, because I see players skipping, load management. They just seem like they don't care. And my boy care, man. And Draymond let him down big time last night, man.
Is there a sadness with everything going on with Draymond? Does anyone else feel that? Like, I see him, like, the outburst.
Hold on.
Okay, go ahead.
Juju grabbed the steering wheel and just said, right, 90-degree turn. Right.
Hit that off-ramp. Not enough of this John Fogerty.
We're going right through the median. Whee!
Yeah, I would love to sit here and talk about more baseball songs with you guys. Matter of fact, crank that back up. The crowd loves that.
We can. The 30 seconds is up.
Yeah.
We can only talk about them now. No, but I just, like, for me, I wonder why baseball has, like, this grip on popular culture outside. Because it's not the game.
Just for songs on opening day.
And
though.
They're old.
Like, we lose. Like, I'm going to be out on baseball in a week and a half. Like, it's just today, though. There's just something about today that is just, I get excited every time.
It's not like there's other songs, like, made in the 2000s or beyond. These are all songs that were made in the 80s or 90s or a little bit earlier when baseball was the most prevalent thing in pop culture. So you have all these references. Even in, there's a Billy Joel song that just has a ton of different references to, like, Joe DiMaggio. Like that. Well, of course that one, but that's not what I was thinking of.
Yo, Basketball has Basketball by Curtis Blow and Basketball by Lil Bow Wow. How about that?
How about that?
Y'all want to say, because you guys want to say, oh, those are all broadcast songs. That's not a broadcast song.
That's a great one. We're playing basketball.
Of course they are. And do you see the Houston Rockets are 10 games in a row winners? Bro, they're putting so much pressure on the Warriors. That's why it's so boneheaded and selfish of Draymond to get kicked out so early, bro.
But they still won, though.
But the team needs you,
the bigger picture thing.
Steph Curry had to put on his cape, of course, but it's still, bro, be professional, bro. That was a selfish move because the team needs you right now. They're a half game up out of the playoffs, not the play-in, to being sent home, bro. We need you, man. Come on with this.
It's just gotten to the point with him where it's in, like, there's something wrong up there. Like, I feel like Draymond doesn't want to keep getting thrown out of games. He just something goes haywire up there and he loses it. He, like, blacks out. Next thing you know, he's ejected.
Good point. But football really doesn't have songs now that I think about it.
Yeah, no, there's not many references.
Like, there is not a football song. There are football movies. Not football songs.
Taylor Swift's gonna end up.
Little Diddy by Jack,
one, right?
With Jack and Diane, he wanted to be a football star. Maybe we can.
Okay. I'll allow it. I'll allow it.
NFL Films has a whole music department.
That's not what we're talking about.
But these are all
It's not a broadcast song.
No, but these are all songs that are composed for football broadcasts, right? Like, same thing that doom, 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 you know, like that music. That one's, it was composed for NFL Films. You have the Sunday Night Football. They're all great music, but it's like, it's a great song.
Goosebumps. The original song is a great song.
You can't hear it in the club, though. That's the thing. You ever heard the football theme song they played?
You're not listening to the right DJ. Though.
No,
you gotta remix that. Yeah.
Where they at? Where they're
playing? That's also a good question. I don't know where they're at.
You know who was? Somebody was at last night. Joel Embiid was on the bench supporting his Sixers, and I think Doc Rivers confirmed that he will be back before the regular season is over, and that's gonna put pressure on the top seeds, the 2-3 seeds, whoever has to face the Sixers with Joel Embiid. Some would say the MVP before he got hurt. Yeah. That's gonna be trouble.
You have Ichiro's theme by Ben Gibbard. You have
You said that. You don't even know what that is.
You don't even know what that is.
My point on it is
the Ichiro
these are
song.
Some
You've
very
never heard
white
that before.
Songs.
Well, I have is Death Cab for Cutie.
No. Look, man. If you got to Google it, it doesn't count.
Well, no.
Here's another one.
Talking baseball.
Here's another one. Most popular sport in the world, soccer. How many soccer songs are there? The only one I know is that Ricky Martin one. Un, dos, tres, ale, ale, ale.
Nah, they got that one song.
Ole.
I believe that we will win. I believe that we will win.
Oh, band songs.
That's crazy.
That ain't no real song.
All right, now we got you on Sucks.
Your chance in the stadium.
No. And by the way, it sucks. Oh. Let's just say that.
Now we're doing stadium anthems.
Yeah, that's the stadium anthem.
That's everybody.
Not a song. I think start out as a stadium.
Eminem, Lose Yourself. Like, that's a great sports song. Like,
is it?
Like,
do people sing it in arenas?
No.
I'm saying the crowd will get excited if you hear the start of that song.
Bum, 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 bum,
I know what song you're talking about.
Wild Thing, baseball song.
Speaking of wild things, really? Did y'all hear Greeny correct himself? Greeny apologized for his take, y'all. He said he don't not want to go to jail for an hour or even 30 minutes. He apologized for his take. Breaking news.
But, yo, straight up.
Is he still going to convert or no?
I think it's already
been converted.
It's already done. He started that statement with a salam alaikum, brother.
Like a salam.
To that point, Juju, I think we've landed on something. Instead of calling people dumb or like attacking them for their takes, we just sentenced them to prison. And we're going to get, see, as soon as that came up, people got in line.
Hey, wait a second. An hour? Yep. Hold on.
What's up?
It's like he heard an hour. He was like, yeah, you know what? I can backtrack on this.
Brett said, I was clearly playing. If you don't think I was playing, then you're tripping. Wa alaikum salam.
Bean pie, my brother. By the way, I know a lot of people who are tuning in right now on via Max and via YouTube are looking at me and saying, why is he wearing a hat? And the reason why is definitely because I'm not an undercover cop. So just, hey, I'm not,
not an, the only person.
You have to tell
question.
Me if you are. You know that, right? Those are the rules.
I'm not an undercover cop filling in for Dan. Just relax. That's not that Ford Taurus outside. It's not mine.
The one with the tints?
The one with the tints.
At least you ain't wear the green one, bro. That green one, that thing be making you look
Fidel Castro.
Terror.
Why do y'all hate that green hat, man?
Well, I mean,
my ancestors. I mean, you heard why Tony hates it.
Story.
Look,
athletics. You know,
there are other revolutionaries around the world. Tony, he's not the only one.
That hat got low self-esteem.
No, it doesn't. That hat fights for freedom. That's what that.
Oh no!
Hell yeah, brother.
Hey everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make out?
Nope. Because
I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Don Levitard.
Punctuate this segment with what is your strike three call?
Well, strike one would be strike! And then you stand up and you give a good point to the right.
Stugatz.
That's same for strike two. But strike three, you get down low. You got your hands behind the catcher. All right. The right arm goes up into the air. Yeah! And then you finish it with the punch. The right arm flings way up into the air. Yeah! Yeah!
I wish I could see that. It's terrible.
The audio's great.
This is the Dan Levitard Show with the Stugatz.
Juju, Kelly Oubre called every single ref a bitch last night after the game. If you guys don't know, Sixers-Clippers, a game that the Clippers, by the way, tried their best to give away. They tried their best to give it away. At the end of the game, there was two plays with Kelly Oubre. One where he drove to the basket. Kawhi Leonard had the block that led to the wedgie. Shout out to the No Dunks crew. And that led to a jump ball. That was a foul because Kawhi Leonard was riding his hip with his offhand the whole way up, and that's how he got.
But do you call that in that situation?
I think you do, man. I think you do, but they didn't, and got a jump ball. Guess what? Sixers won the jump ball. Kelly Oubre gets the ball, drives past James Harden, goes up, Paul George, verticality, yes, maybe no?
I think so. He went straight up.
He went straight up, but it was a lot of contact there. Missed the shot, or he got blocked by Kawhi, who came in crazy from nowhere to block it. And after the game, Kelly Oubre goes nuts. Guys, does Kelly Oubre have a point, or is that just the heat of competition?
No, he don't have no damn point. How you can't call these referees the B word to their face? You're a B. Your mama's a B.
It was like the body language. It was hilarious. Like, just visually, without even hearing it, just him, like, pointing one by one. Hey, it was pretty hilarious.
He looked like Terrence Howard in that one movie.
I'll tell you what he looked like. We got the video here. Run the video, please. He looks exactly like Scarface from Half Baked when he quit the job.
Yeah.
F you.
You're cool.
You're cool. F you, I'm out of here.
See it right here.
It's the point. The point with the whole hand, not a finger.
Yes.
With the whole hand.
Well, the best part is finger is you. But then if you read his lips with the hand, it's your mom's, your dad's, your grandma's. It's unbelievable.
And how he checked in with him. He was like, okay. Yeah.
Like, you're following me here, right?
That quitting scene from Half Baked is an all-time quitting
scene.
Oh, man.
Scarface, man.
Who's coming with me, man?
Oh, yeah.
Whose reactions to the ref was crazier, though? Is it Draymond or is it Kelly Oubre? Because that one was kind of just seemingly justified. Draymond lost it in the first, 4 minutes of the game?
On a foul that wasn't even his.
Well, and the part that's crazy is if you look back at the Heat game the night before, Draymond, in the first couple minutes of that game, didn't get called for a flagrant and probably shouldn't have, but his hand was around Patty Mills' neck at one point. And then if you saw it in the third quarter, he was going after the refs after not getting a foul call on a layup, going after them all the way down the court, then going after them continuously as the Heat shot a free throw, and Steve Kerr ended up taking him out of the game to sort of save him from himself. And the next night he gets ejected few minutes.
Here's the deal. Everything he did in the Heat game, understandable. I'm the one who got fouled and nobody called it. I've been this has been happening all night. It's the third quarter. We've got a lot of pressure. We know this game has been close. It doesn't need to be close. It shouldn't be close. And so the competitive juices come flowing out. No diddy. Last night, 4 minutes in. 4 minutes in, dog, I wish there was something in my life that could get me that angry in 4 minutes.
Right.
I can feel that passionate about in 4 minutes. And everyone else is looking at him. And I'm not talking about the Orlando Magic. I'm talking about the Golden State Warriors. They're looking at him like, bro, what's wrong with you, man? After the game, do you hear everybody talk? Steve Kerr was like, yeah, he totally deserved to get ejected. Yo, you know how bad it is for your head coach to be like, absolutely, get his ass up out of here. It's insane. And my thing is this. It's like, what did he think was the end game here?
Second night of back-to-backs.
They changed their mind. You know what? He was right.
Right. And he put his hand on the ref. Like, the ref was trying to be lenient, bro. He just keep chasing them down. He doesn't care.
The ref walked away. He teed him up, and then he walked away. He's like, okay, we're done here, right? I'm going over here. And Draymond's like, wait, hold on. Where do you think you're going?
I'm not done with you.
What are you doing? What are you doing? And everyone around you is like, bro, chill out. And this is the subplot, look. I don't know if you guys know this, right? He is the first player to get ejected twice in the first quarter of a season in the last 20 years, according to ESPN Stats and Info. He has 19 career ejections. He trails only Rasheed Wallace.
He's going to catch him.
He's going to blow past him at this rate. The only thing that'll stop Draymond Green from beating that record is retirement. That's the only thing.
Bro, but since you put it that way, bro, DraftKings looking to Draymond unders last night. What the hell was that?
Yeah.
I just said the same thing in Amin's ear.
Yeah.
I wanted to go there. It's really unbelievable. It kind of just seems like maybe he didn't want to play on the second night of back-to-backs.
I just, can't you just say, coach, I don't have it today.
Hammy hurts.
Yeah, tendonitis, whatever. Or at least, you know what? Maybe do it in the second quarter. 4 minutes in is like, I'm. You know what, man? Hold on, let me put this on.
Time to throw away all journalistic credibility and get reckless. Here is something we like to call reckless speculation.
You're good.
That man might need to be Jonte Porter.
Wow.
I'm not saying, I'm not accusing, I'm just saying, just like we're not accusing Jonte Porter, we're investigating, right? You can't get ejected 4 minutes into a game. You can't get ejected 4 minutes into a game twice.
especially with your track record, bro. And the blatant disrespect you were showing the referee. It's like, brother, these are men. These are grown men. They have kids, wives at home. Why is you letting this game that you play cause you to disrespect these men? That's just uncalled for. Even Kelly Oubre, bro. Like, salute to those refs for keeping their composure, because I know that's wild to have to deal with, man.
Nah, to me, I think Oubre, again, that's a really emotional peak of the night, right? The last couple of plays have involved him. And remember, the Sixers, just like the Warriors, are involved in a very heated standings race, right? Like, this matters incredibly.
Did you say heat? Because it impacted them.
Penalty box.
Oh, wow. Wow. Really?
Enough.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Enough.
Can you do that, Step Dan?
I'm not Step Dan today, and I'm not a cop. I'm definitely not sentencing him to any sort of incarceration, at least temporary detainment.
Can a Step Dan send somebody to his room?
I don't know. You'd have to ask a Step Dan, but today I'm not Step Dan. These games matter. And so I want to recognize the passion. Sometimes the passion overflows. And sometimes you say some shit that you know later on and you're like, I probably should have said
but
that.
But we'll give you a bunch of these. Kelly Oubre hasn't done this a bunch, so I'm just going to chalk it up.
Right.
Emotion, like, Draymond does this once a week.
Right. Yeah.
Like, this, there's a huge difference.
And like Juju said earlier, like, they needed him. I get it, they won the game. But, like, I'm going to tell you this.
He cost them the game.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Shout out to Stugatz. He cost them the game. They won, but he also cost them the game. Steph Curry is one of the most composed, cool, collected dudes. Doesn't get rattled. Doesn't show a whole lot of emotion. Usually when he shows emotion, it's joy. And I'm going to tell you, first of all, did he cry? Or is that sweat? During the ejection, when he's wiping.
It's got to be sweat.
I thought it was sweat.
It's got to be
a lot
sweat.
Of people saying.
The internet's like, he's crying.
He's crying. Was he crying?
He's frustrated, dude.
We have video.
My boy
of him?
Was showing passion, man. Of course he shed a tear for this, man. He cared this much, man. Come on, brother. We just put you through anger management. Yeah. We just lost you for how many games? What was it? Indefinitely? Like, come on, man. I think he's more so disappointed in his friend more than his teammate.
Right. No. Yeah, well, yeah, absolutely. And here's the video. We have it right here of Steph Curry. This is like during it going on. He's rocking back and forth. He's kind of looking down.
Hands on his knees.
He's clapping now. He's shaking his head.
Covering
face with a wipe.
Hey, and a lot of
blinks.
Might be crying.
A lot of blinks.
That's a cry, bro.
A lot of blinks, man.
Eyes
that's a lot
red.
Of blinks.
Because his teammates was patting him on the back, too. That's the tale.
Coach Kerr, too.
Exactly.
Coach Kerr came up to him and said, it's going to be okay. And it's like, for Steph Curry? Nah, man. I've never seen him like that.
Is it a bigger issue than just this one? Is this a
that
microcosm?
Feels more than this game. That's
it's a microcosm of the dynasty. Klay's on the bench. Even though Klay's playing great off the bench.
Yeah.
I will say that. But Klay's off the bench. He's not in the starting rotation anymore. Draymond's not the guy he used to be. Defensively, still good. But he's obviously lost the plot a little bit as a competitor in the NBA. Like, this feels like Steph Curry is looking around saying, damn, we had a dynasty for 10, 12 years. And now we're fighting to stay in the playoffs, one. And two, Draymond's going to keep doing this. Klay's on the bench. Again. Even though he's playing well.
He started the last two games.
Okay.
He started last night and he started Miami.
I agree with
Tony. Off the bench, he's been playing really well.
There is an overall feeling of just Steph Curry just being like, this isn't what it once was.
I'm going to tell you, I don't think it's that. I don't think it's that. I think it's we need every one of these games and this MF are still doing this stuff. Like it's right now, it is go time. There's zero margin for error. The Rockets are on their ass, and they can't afford to drop any of these, and we're still dealing with this. That's what I think that frustration is, and I'm going to tell you why. Because that wasn't the only emotional moment of the night. Near the end of the night, he hits a huge dagger three over Jalen Suggs. He does his customary night-night celebration, but I'm going to tell you all this. It looked unhinged. He looked like a bobblehead. I'm like, yo, dog, are you all right?
Everybody at courtside.
And then he kicked the chair.
And then he kicked the out of that chair.
Right, bro.
And I've never seen him angry like that. And he just did
after a great play.
After a great play, like angry like that, period. But after a great play, after like a huge win sealed with that, he kicked the out of that chair. I didn't even know he could kick like that. I'll be honest. I thought like the chair would hit him back normally. But it didn't. That chair collapsed, man. That chair got its ass kicked.
And then Draymond tweeted after the game, good win, boys. It's like, read the room, brother.
Dog, when he came back to the locker room, the staff and everybody waiting to greet the team, and Draymond, they're doing this with the night-night. Dog, like, hey, man, maybe a little demure. Maybe like, hey, man, my bad. Like, just say my bad or whatever. Hug him, say, hey, man, my bad.
The hand up, like, hey,
it's
me.
I need to be better in those moments. You over here doing this, like.
If I'm Draymond, right when I get in the locker room when I'm thrown out, I'm like, immediate regret. I'm like, how do I make it up to my teammates? I'm doing something. So, like, all my teammates' lockers are filled with, like,
edible arrangements.
I'm spending, like, $1,000 a teammate. Yeah. I'm like, a good meal.
Something edible.
Like, I want them to come in after the game. They all have new jackets that I just had someone run out and get. There's, like, fresh kicks, a good meal that he paid for. Like, I just like the idea of him trying to, like, hey, guys, my bad. Here's a bunch of. For you guys.
He commandeers the sound system and he plays Ruben Studdard, I'm Sorry, 2004.
Right.
And everyone's like, oh, and then with a rose, he hands a rose to every single person coming to the locker room. My bad, man. I should have put my teammates first.
Basketball song.
Was that Tank or who was that?
Put your woman first?
Yeah.
I think it was Jaheim.
Jaheim. And that is a basketball song because he's like, if it wasn't for the Sunday All-Star Weekend, I would remember.
Jaheim.
I feel like this is a Two Americas.
Speaking of Two Americas, baseball is back today.
Yeah.
Welcome back, baseball.
You guys want to break down the John Birdie trade?
Absolutely. Why not?
He got traded to the New York Yankees. The most important piece of that is that he'll have to shave his beard.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Which is devastating.
You know what's funny? Like, the fact that the little Steinbrenner is still hanging on to that. Like, because my daddy didn't like it. Man, your daddy was crazy. We don't watch Seinfeld.
Allegedly.
I'd want it to make it my own. I'd be like, you know what? Everyone has to have a beard.
Has to have a beard.
Yep. Wow.
Patchy
it's
or
a new
not.
Day here.
Don't and care. Beards only. Yeah.
Red Sox should do that. Just to stoke the rivalry.
Every time I think of, like, the Yankees' stupid-ass no-beard policy, I think of the Simpsons episode where Burns...
Mattingly.
Yeah, Mattingly, get rid of those sideburns! And he's like, what sideburns? And at the end of the show, his whole, like, from here all the way to the top of his head is just shaved off. And Mr. Burns is like, that's it! You're off the team!
Are there any NBA policies like that? Like
Jerry Sloan used to have a no-headband policy, but God rest his soul, he's not with us no more. So now we can wear headbands. It's dumb, man. Like, it's just like, let them, unless they, like.
Darren Williams needed it.
He needed that headband.
Too soon.
The hairline. The hairline was strong. Hairline was strong back then.
There was a point where I was like, all right, we need to see what's up here.
That's one of the biggest fallen soldiers in the history of basketball.
It really was.
Of hairlines.
It really was.
Not basketball. Because Darren Williams used to have the hair, like, everyone's like, man, I wish I had Darren Williams' hair. And then it started going lighter and lighter.
It kind of went with his skill.
Oh, man.
Hey, yo.
At the end?
I'm crazy. I'm crazy because the end of his career was bad. Damn. I'm crazy.
Kick a man while he's down.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Dan Le Batard.
Sports.
Stugats.
More sports.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugats.
In the break, we're talking about NFL stuff, and you guys said, hey, have you seen Jalen Daniels' elbow? And I said, no. What possibly could have happened with his elbow? And then Lewis flashed for me on the screen a picture of the elbow, and here it is.
Holy damn.
That's not.
It's a fine for everybody, but Jaden Daniels is his name.
Jaden? Yeah. Well.
That's my bad. I said Jalen, I think, in the break.
Well, you pay up, too.
Yeah, well, there
Jaden,
you go.
Jaden is his name.
That's a massive.
I'm not liquid right now.
But that, like, Venmo that, works. That just has to be, like, a weird photo, right? Like,
it's got
to
be Photoshop.
Not Photoshop.
It's not,
like,
Photoshop.
His skin may be moving at the, like, this
dislocated
is.
Dislocated.
For people, let's try to describe it. Paint a picture for the people not
watching. I'll paint the picture for you. His elbow bone that usually sits into your forearm and your bicep and your tricep is like 2 inches extended out from his arm.
Not only that, but the bicep is also leaving the arm as well. It's headed towards the inside.
The thing is, it's tough because that's an action shot. And when you're turning and like really unloading and having like a strong throw, your arm is going to look deformed because of the way you're throwing.
It almost looks like an AI picture.
You know what it looks like? It looks like a Lego man or perhaps someone wearing a suit of armor. And so like there's one plate right there and there's one plate over here and then my arm is sticking out over here.
Mm. It looks like I am Groot.
Yeah, that too.
Oh, like, he looks like a tree.
He looks like a tree.
You think there's a shot that maybe he just like banged his funny bone real hard, and so it was a little swollen here.
His forearm looks
and he's
like
just really skinny.
His forearm looks like it's sliding back down towards his shoulder, even though his elbow is like, nah, we staying right here. That is insane. Where was this taken?
At LSU last
pro
year.
Pro day.
At his. Oh yeah, I thought it was his pro day, but
no,
yeah.
It looks like a pro day.
Yeah, that's in game.
That's a game. No,
it is a game, or at least pre-game photo, because he has his LSU helmet and jersey on in the original, and this is the cropped image.
Oh, okay.
Which brings us to an important topic, kinda. I've heard rumors that Jaden Daniels may go first instead of Caleb Williams. Do you think that's possible?
Is that? Have you heard that?
What are the rumors? Yeah.
Yeah.
I heard it from, excuse me.
Getting emotional about it?
Oh, wow.
Help me.
I heard Louis Riddick say this. You feel me? He was adamant about it, too. So I always trust Sweet Lou.
Now, when he said it, did he have his shirt open with a little chain showing, or was he suited and booted?
He had it on the tie.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Two different Louis Riddicks, by the way. Yeah.
Sweet Lou's got the chain.
Chain and the unbutton right here.
I feel like Chris Sims has this path, though. Like, for these NFL analysts, they got to get out there. You can't just, like, if you think that it's going to go Caleb, like, the order of everyone else, like, you got to get out there and be bold with a take. Like, you can't just, like, Tannenbaum a few years ago was a big Herbert guy over. Who was it? Was it Tua?
Tua, yeah.
Yeah, like he was Herbert. Everyone else was like, it was either.
So are you, by the way.
It was Tua or someone, and he was Herbert. It was between
Tua and
Burrow.
That's what I mean. And then everyone was praising him. So I feel like this could be Louis Riddick just being like, I got to get out here with a take. I can't just like agree with everyone else.
Drake may go first.
Yeah.
Get his ass out.
Get him out of here. See ya.
I mean, you just got back.
Yeah, I would have just said Drake May.
You know what this is?
First.
This is Draymond Green right here. Like 4 minutes into the segment.
You're Steph Curry now.
You're getting kicked.
Put us in a headlock with that
chair.
Just go.
So I Googled the elbow to see if there's another action shot or another angle of the elbow. And I just showed Juju. I just sent it to Lewis to see if he could put it up. Mm. The elbow from the angle of his profile doesn't look as bad.
That still looks bad.
It still looks bad, but it's not as bad as the other one. The other one looked like it was sticking out like an inch and a half, 2 inches.
Sometimes that's all you need.
I was thinking about our conversation.
See, like, that's not as bad, right?
That's bad, man.
It's definitely protruding.
Yo, it's exactly what I said. It's like his forearm is deciding, I'm going back to the shoulder. The elbow is saying, I'm staying here. And the bicep is like, let me see what that left side is talking about because I'm trying to be on that side. Stuff like that, I feel like you can't throw like that repeatedly. It's going to end up with an elbow injury. It has to. The human body is not meant to do that.
Like throwing a curveball.
Yes, like throwing a curveball. But Juju, going back to what you're saying about Caleb Williams versus
Jaden.
Jaden Daniels. I was going to say Jalen again. Thanks a lot, Chris.
A lot of Jalen's in the world right now.
Too many Jalen's.
Yeah. The first Jalen was Jalen Rose.
Right.
Fun fact.
But now are we making too many Jalen's?
Do you know why his name is Jalen?
Why was that?
It's like a combination of like two different family members' names.
But Jalen Rose was ahead of his time because when we had him, there weren't a ton of Jalen's. Like, now there's a Jalen on.
He was.
Like,
he was the original Jalen.
It's not ahead of his time. He was the original. It's like saying the Ford Model T was ahead of its time. Yes, it was the first car.
Was he actually the first Jalen? I'm going to look that up.
He's the first Jalen. His mom created the name out of like...
My mom said she created Christopher. Like, I wouldn't believe her. Like, you know...
He found like one person like around that time that had Jalen too. It was a white guy. Ironically.
Really?
Hell yeah.
A white Jalen.
Salute to him.
That's like a white rhino.
Like white Dante.
Like white Dante, yeah.
Well, we were talking about kickoffs yesterday, and I was like, I've just really started to digest. Like, these rules are changing. Like, now you go out to the 40-yard line, like, they're basically legislating. They don't want, like, the kickers now have to, like, try to kick it perfectly.
Yeah.
To like the 5-yard line,
which I like.
Dude, like, are we gonna be seeing like tippy toe? Because if you catch the ball in the end zone, you're at the 40, correct?
Yeah.
So if the ball is close, let's say it's about to land at the 2-yard line, are we gonna see guys like
calling a fair catch and like doing a tippy toe falling forward catch. I'm just saying, like, we're
or just letting it go.
Right,
let it go?
Why would you catch it at the two?
Because sometimes the ball could bounce in a weird way that it doesn't go into the end zone. I don't know. I just want chaos with all this. I want there to be so many kickoff returns for touchdowns. Like, I know they tested this in the XFL, but it would just be funny after week two, there's like 38 kickoff returns for touchdowns, and there's a press conference, and Roger Goodell's like, all right, we screwed this up.
What happened to the game I love?
We're going back to the old way.
No.
Because there's been 42 kickoff returns in 3 weeks.
We're going to the other XFL kickoff again.
The scrum.
I'm still here for it. Put it in the middle. If you don't want concussions, have them do it without helmets or pads on.
This is a drastic rule change.
Pre-game?
When I first read the story, I didn't digest how like this is different in a lot of ways.
Let me ask you guys.
No head start on this.
Let me ask you guys a question. Has there been a lot of like people crying about kickoffs, saying like, "Man, we need to change it. It's dangerous. It's too bad. We can't."
Well, It became such a pointless thing where it was just all. Like, they kick it out of the end zone, it's a touchback. So they're like, either we're going to eliminate
that's not why.
Change it because they want kickoffs.
Well, no, it's the blocking.
That's not why. It's because they're saying that you get a crazy amount of collisions because people are running full speed across the entirety of a field.
Yeah, it's the blocking. It's from the head start, from everybody running up on the kickoff and colliding.
But it's also a fun play. They're like, how do we get this fun play back without hurting our players? So they found a happy medium. Now we can have kickoff returns without crazy collisions, still think there's going to be collisions on these plays.
I'm gonna be honest, I love the idea of the most violent team sport in the world saying we need to make it a little less violent. Like, y'all know why y'all here? You know why all these people here? They're not here it's like, imagine like watching boxing and they're like, okay, no more headshots though. Like,
only 6 punches per round.
Body shots only.
If you guys, kids, wanted to play football, would you allow them with the studies and the...
Absolutely not.
You know what I mean?
No.
Going on?
Play baseball.
I probably still would.
Yeah, left-handed reliever, please.
I'll be honest, like, probably not, because I'm like, why? Just play basketball and then nobody hits you. And then
man, no, you get fouled.
You don't get fouled like that? Man, you saw what happened to Jeremy yesterday? Oh, you weren't here.
No, I was not.
Roy, I'm in pain.
Jeremy got f***ing, excuse me.
Mark that. He's right, though.
Wow.
My bad. He got effing speared yesterday.
Speared?
Goldberg style.
Yep.
It was slow, too. It wasn't
Wait. Now, Roy doesn't know. Don't give it away. Roy, if you had to guess who did it to Jeremy, who would it be? Picked him up and, like, ran him into the ground.
Judging by where he sits right now, probably Tony.
Yeah. That's a good guess.
One would think, but not Tony.
I probably should have, too.
Who else? Guess again.
Emotionally, he's wanted to.
I mean, who else sits back there other than Mike and Billy?
Well, it doesn't necessarily have to be someone who sits back there.
Like someone could have gotten
someone walked over and said, I'm going to demonstrate.
We were discussing the tackling changes, and we were trying to do a breakdown.
And this person said, you know what? I can do it.
I'll show
Jessica.
No, not Jessica.
No, she's been out all week.
Yeah. Lucy?
Not Lucy.
All right. It was Billy.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, Billy tackled me yesterday, and I'm going to be honest, my tailbone does hurt.
The tailbone injury is up
there.
It's
not a good one.
The least comfortable.
And I'm moving this weekend.
He can lift 180 pounds like that?
Wow.
Yeah. Obviously,
180 pounds.
You got it right.
Not doing great these days.
Wait, who should be more offended?
Well, I'm 195 right now.
Jeremy or Billy?
You thought 180 is a lot?
I'm not very tall.
I was thinking when you said 180, I'm like, man, you're light over there.
Yeah. I have no muscle.
Chris will pick
you
up right now.
I'm only 5'9", so.
Like, I was complimenting you.
Thanks.
So Billy should be the one who's offended, right? Because you're basically insinuating that he couldn't lift 180 pounds.
He picked up 180 pounds dead weight. Like,
no, he did. He did it with a precision
and
that would
ease.
Indicate and an ease that, like, this ain't his first time, and it hasn't been a long time since he's done it before.
Hey. Mm. I really could not believe that he just straight up picked me up off the ground. Like, we were just doing a tackling demonstration. And I'm sitting there jogging, and he's like, this is going to go fine. And I said, is it going to go fine? And he literally was like, no, just lift your arms. And then he picked me up off the ground and dropped me onto carpet that is clearly right on top of tile. It was not a good move.
We have the video of it right now.
Yeah. So, by the way, I wonder if this is what God Bless Football is like. I've never watched it. I've listened to it.
You can see the panic as I grabbed Billy.
Roy's doubting that there was a lift there.
All right.
There was clearly
a lift. Watch it again. Watch it again.
Off the ground.
My feet are up off the ground. You can see Jeremy grab onto Billy's back like, oh, no.
My dog had a long week, man. He was letting out some frustration, man. That March Sadness tournament, whooping his ass.
He came here for one segment and tackled me to the ground. And Tony, by the way, Tony was supposed to be the one that he did it to. And Tony goes, hey, Jeremy, why don't you get it here?
See, here's the thing about Billy, guys, and for people that don't know this, Billy is so reckless when it comes to things in the office. He'll kick a ball into a light. He'll hit a golf ball with a golf club and drill a cabinet. Like, he doesn't care about what happens here. And again, it's me. He's not going to do this to me. I'm like, you know what, Jeremy, you're good for this.
Look at the look on Jeremy's face, like that moment where he realizes, because there's this moment right there where he's like, ha 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 ha, Billy's gonna try and tackle me, and
then right
like,
there,
oh shit,
I am up off the ground trying to grab Billy, bracing to support myself,
that's bracing for a fall right there. That face,
I'm holding his yeah, back with one arm.
You tried to help me.
Yeah.
Like I did to Wayne Newton.
Oh, God, what a nightmare.
That would have been epic. That's an untold story that Wayne Newton almost fell on our stage. Tony saved him. We could talk about it next segment.
I put a paw out there.
We'll talk about it next.
Hey, everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there. I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.